Texte numéro 21. Climate denial ads get 8 million views on Facebook. Groups with opaque finances are continuing to sow confusion and mistrust on Facebook about the climate crisis, despite promises by the social media giant to tackle misinformation, a new report has found. In the first 6 months of this year, 51 climate science disinformation ads on Facebook received 8 million views in the US, according to analyses published on Thursday by non-profit think tank Influence Map. The report found that of the 51 ads, only one had been actively removed by Facebook, while the rest were allowed to run for their scheduled lifetime. Facebook outsources fact-checking to dozens of independent third-party groups, including Climate Feedback, who rate climate-related content. According to the network's policies, it prohibits ads that include claims debunked by third-party fact-checkers. Advertisers that repeatedly post information deemed to be false may have restrictions placed on their ability to advertise on Facebook. In a statement, Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren said the new report reinforces and reveals how Facebook lets climate deniers spread dangerous junk to millions of people. The former presidential candidate has been one of the most outspoken critics in Congress of big tech. During the primaries, she called for breaking up the tech giants and, along with Democratic colleagues, has signalled she would overhaul antitrust legislation. Senator Warren added, "We have repeatedly asked Facebook to close the loopholes that allow misinformation to run rampant on its platform. But its leadership would rather make a quick buck while our planet burns, sea levels rise, and communities, disproportionately black and brown, suffer. Facebook must be held accountable for its role in the climate crisis." In an email to The Independent, a Facebook company spokesperson said, "We prohibit ads that include claims debunked by third-party fact-checkers, and we are investigating the findings of this report. We work to reduce the spread of climate misinformation on Facebook, and we recently launched a climate science information centre to connect people with factual information from the world's leading climate organisations." The new study found that the ads were mostly seen by men over the age of 55 in rural parts of the US, particularly in Texas and Wyoming. They were distributed to more men than women across all age groups, the researchers discovered by using publicly available data on Facebook's ad library. In a statement on Thursday, Sheldon Whitehouse, senator for Rhode Island, said, "For decades, polluter interests sowed false doubt and peddled lies to block climate action, screening themselves behind dark money front groups. Influence Map's new report exposes the powerful role Facebook plays in enabling these disinformation campaigns. Facebook talks a good game on climate, but it makes money spreading climate denial and disinformation." Adapted from The Independent, October 2020.